Zachar Bar Goldschmidt and Eretz Yisrael. Hashem, good news from Eretz Yisrael tonight. Yeah. Shoimi and Joy's letter theme. Henry and Beverly Shachar. Leilu's Nishmas. All the Korbanos. Vavdayt Al-Kidash Hashem last few weeks in Eretz Yisrael. Dov and Gvorah Elias and our Rebbe. Avi and Leah Feinberg. Therefore, Shlema for Hana, Bas Sarah Chaya, Moshe, and Regina Kukir, in honor of Rebbe, Anonymous, therefore, Shlema for Ditsa Hadassa Vashava, Ditsa Hadassa Vashava, Ditsa Hadassa Vashava, for Shlema, Moshe and Debbie Weiss. And lastly, the whole chevra that traveled, that had the schus to travel to Israel with Rebbe and accompanied by the music of Rabbi Yosef Aduner and Gadi Pugash, sponsored the possibility of Gadi being able to join us tonight. So thank you to them as well. I just want to remind everyone that in Ish Kodesh right now we have a whole new line of shiurim. We are very, very busy every morning and every night of the week with different shiurim. You can look up on our website, ishkodesh.org, and you can see there, and everybody's more than welcome to join us anytime.
I wanted to say a capital telem before. Okay. Is there telem? Telem? Shila Malas. Kuf Chafalas. And after this, maybe we'll see this.
Let's say a kapitel telem before we begin, and that the rest of the evening will be a hemshach of this kapitel telem. Everybody stand up. Shila Malois, a soina, yelehari, maya, in your voyezri.
Shila Malois, a soina,
yelehari, Ezri, me, Madoina, yoise, shamayin vore.
Ezri, me, Madoina,
Al yitain amoit raglecha, al yonum shemrecha.
Al yitain amoit raglecha.
Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha.
Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha.
Adonai yishmor tzeischa v'yecha, me'atov yadoy lo.
Adonai yishmor tzeischa
v'yecha, me'atov yadoy lo. Acheinu kol
din. Et Yisrael, et Yisrael, et
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Hey! Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
Tefachah B'chaydesh. I want to begin by thanking also all the sponsors for being mechazik us. Give a special mazel tov to Ricky and to Gitti for the simcha. I also want to mention another sponsor. David Carmeli is sponsoring this, Zeichel Nishmas, Chom Yocheved Bas Aaron. It's 22 years since her yard site. It's a tzedekis that my wife and I love like a child. I want to thank Yedidim, Avi, Na'aryeh, Yosef and Gadi. Yosef and Gadi, we put into the suitcase when we left. When we left Uman, we put in the suitcase from Mezhbiz, from Breslev, from Uman, from Baditchev, Yushalayim. And we're all hoping and davening that we'll be able to go together back with you to Yushalayim that's clean and that's pure, Yushalayim that's filled with Jewish children and old people on the streets, Yushalayim that is shining with Am Yisrael, all the darkness of the Tera Odom will be removed forever and ever.
Amen.
Seventy-two years since Rabbeinu Kolonimus Kalman and Rabbeinu Harav Elimelech Sus Yagelinu Hashem Kaindamai, since that tzaddik was killed, 72 years. And I can't help but wonder. I'm filled with wonderment. I mentioned this last night in shul when we had the Siyum HaShas. I'm filled with wonderment. The excitement about the Rebbe. The tshuka, the longing to connect to his Torah, to understand his Torah, to hear what he had to say, what he has to say. And I saw this, and people called me and talked to me about this, and that's why I had asked Binyamin to take some of the Torahs that we have learned together, these Hilulas, to take some of the Torahs and to put them into writing. And people ask me, what is it? What is it that drew you? What pulled you to the Piyasetzna? Was it the Chavis HaTalmidim? The answer is, I love the Chavis HaTalmidim. I first learned it when I was, it was a little black sefer. I first learned it when I was 14. But I can't say that's what pulled me into that world of the Eish Kodesh. Maybe it was the Eish Kodesh. The Svarim are exquisite. And Binyamin asked me this on Moshe Shabbos 2 weeks ago. There are professors who are writing about the Rebbe. My grandson, Levi Yitzchak, from Udmir. My grandson Levi Yitzchak was doing Baruch Hashem very well in learning, and the Rebbe gave him a Chavis HaTalmidim on Erev Shabbos. The Rebbe didn't know that it was the Erev Shabbos, the Yahrzeit was Shabbos. And he gave Levi Yitzchak Chavis HaTalmidim as a present. What is the Eish, the fire that is Bo'er, that is burning? Binyamin asked me this, and others have asked me. And I said, I'm not an expert in the Eish Kodesh. I had his service to name the Beis HaMedrash after that tzaddik because of how you changed my life. So I could only answer when someone asks me, what's the nakuda haplimis? What is the nakuda? What is the nakuda behichol? The point of Pius Etzna, of the tzaddik whose fire is burning stronger and stronger, man. It's unbelievable. So I decided, instead of trying to explain this to each person separately, that I'll tell all the chevra together. In Chassidus we're taught that the person, a human being, is divided basically into three parts: the Rosh, the head, the Guf, the torso, the body, and the Raglayim, and the legs. The Rosh, of course, is the Mishkan HaSeichel, is the dwelling place of the human mind. They can think about God. That's the Rosh. The Guf is the Mishkan HaLev, is the dwelling place of the heart that can feel. The midas of a person. And the legs, of course, are the koich ha-maise, our ability to take thoughts and feelings and to go with them, to weave them into our lives. Now, there are some people, we will have these kaiches, but there are some people who are mostly driven by the world of thought that captures their imagination, that takes them through this world. And these people spend their entire lives trying to understand the Ratzon Hashem, to understand a Blat Gemara, to understand a wife, a husband, a friend, a child, to understand. There are other Jews who, of course, also try to understand, but the etzem of the person, the essence, is that the person is a Bal Regesh. Everything in his life is defined by that part of the body, the center, the heart, the chush of the heart. It's very, very strong in these people. And then you have beautiful, beautiful people, beautiful Jews. If you start to talk to them about something that's complicated and involved, they don't have much patience for that. And if you close your eyes by a kumzitz and you shed a tear, they get very, very nervous and they look for the exit. The anshe maise, these are delicious, beautiful Jews. They don't have so much of an inyan. Not that they could be brilliant, but they don't have so much of an inyan with the Rosh and with the Guf, with the mind and with the heart. It's not their inyan. But they're anshe maise. Chassidim va'anshe maise. Elicha Jews that do good things, that run to help people. You see these Yidden, for instance, you see in the newspapers, Zaka, these Yidden, that they go there, mamish, these places, and they, the Anshe Maisa, people that they again have minds and they have hearts, but what drives them are the legs. And this is true, this division is true by Gedolei Yisrael as well, by tzaddikim. Of course, there are certain tzaddikim that the maila ha'ikar is, the main maila of that tzaddik, is the brain, is the mind, charifis, sharpness. There's no niggun that we know of from the Shagas Aryeh, you know that. No one will say, let's sing the Shagas Arya Nigin. Not that he was a tzaddik. But the ikur of the Shagas Arya in those tzaddikim is the chrifus, the mind, the brain, to understand. There are other tzaddikim that the maila ha'ikaris, the main maila of the other tzaddikim, the midas, the spineless alive, like children. This Tosher Rebbe Shushan that was nifter a short time ago. I was never zeichet to meet him, but people describe him as a child wrapped in the goof of an old man, with the laughter, the smile of a little boy, a spineless halev, a heart, a warm heart, a hava, yira, a tzaddikim like that. And then there are tzaddikim that the ikur maila of those tzaddikim is that they're anshei maisa, unbelievably medaktik and halacha, every single Sif Katan in Mishnah Brewer. They're bound to doing every single thing in their lives. There isn't a movement, there isn't a gesture that's not Shulchan Aradik. Every single thing in their lives. And to do, to raise tzedakah, and to give money, and to help, and to manas, and the assignment, to do, they're tzaddikim. The Rebbe Abzusha Schus Yilin. The tzaddikim that they're namish, the whole Metzias is to do. So Mimela, we understand that each tzaddik draws to him a kvutza, a gathering of yidden, whether it's large or it's small, bali avayda, who are attracted, who are pulled like a magnet to that particular tzaddik in whom they can find themselves. Because we're all looking for ourselves. Ani b'gala, ani b'gar, like Rav Kook writes in his famous Torah. We're all trying to find the lost princess, the Bas HaMelech. We're all trying to find ourselves. So it's obvious that Yid, whose metzias, whose essence, whose etzem yatzamai, is the mind. He seeks that in that type of a tzaddik. And the one who is completely bound to the heart in that way of avodah shebelev, he looks for that tzaddik. He tries to find himself in that tzaddik. And the one who is an ish maisa, rav po'alim, ish chai, rav po'alim, ben ish chai, rav po'alim, he looks for a tzaddik who understands that. He looks for a tzaddik who gives him those assignments that could change his life. But Rabbi Isai, there are a few tzaddikim, ma'atim, ma'atim, heima, very, very few. All the tzaddikim are great. But there are a few tzaddikim over the generations. There are a few that we see by these few tzaddikim that Hashem plants over time, that we see by them that everybody comes to them. What's happening in Uman is lo yu'uman. Lo yu'uman. Mashakareba Uman. The lo yuman. It was building up over the years. There are tzaddikim who have the ability to pull every single kind of Jew. religious, not religious, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Chosid, Snagid, men, women, children. There are certain tzaddikim that Hashem plans in time. We're Jews with every tchunas hanefesh, every type of a Jew. The Baal Seichel, who's trying to be mischazek, who's trying to get a clearer understanding of what Emunah is, he looks for it in this tzaddik. Another Jew who's frozen, whose heart is frozen, who desperately wants his heart to be wrenched open, he feels that that's what he needs, that's what he wants to breathe, the heart. So he goes to this very same tzaddik. He's sitting next to the person. He's sitting next to the Baal Seichel, the maskil. And by that very same tzaddik, the one who's trying to find hadrach, guidance, etzes, practical etzes, how to live in this world, how to manage and how to navigate through this world, all of these types of Jews and all of the partsufim of these midas, chesed, gvut, efes. I'm not going through all the midas. Now, it's a pella, it's a wonder, because these midas come from a very, very deep part of a person. That person who is defined by emotion, that's what you find when you cut him open. That's the metzius of his existence. And yet, he is drawn to that same tzaddik. And all of these different kinds of Jews meet each other on the plane or on the road. When they're going to this type of a tzaddik, like Rabbi Nachman, they meet each other, and they have this funny look. So one Jew asks another, what are you going there for? So he says, I'm going to find myself. So this one says, you're for sure not going to find yourself, because I'm looking for myself, then I have nothing to do with you. You and I can't get along with each other. So how could it be you're looking for yourself by that tzaddik, I'm looking for myself by that tzaddik? It can't be that both of us are going to find ourselves by that tzaddik. So listen, Chev, it's a very, very deep Indian. The Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. It's a famous and difficult Gemara. This Gemara is so misinterpreted and misused. The Gemara says that in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shila, Rabbi Shila himself and the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash, when they would talk about Mashiach, they said that the name of Mashiach is what? Shila. The Beis Medrash of Shilo, of Rab Shilo, they said Mashiach's name is for sure Shilo. And in the Beis Medrash of Rab Yanai himself, and the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash, when they spoke of Mashiach, they said that the name of Mashiach is Yanai. Lifnei Shemesh, Yinun Shemal. If you learn the first Torah, look at the Mara. Yinun is a lotion of Malchus, Mashiach. So in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai, they called Mashiach Yanai. And the Gemara brings a pasuk fish. And the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chanina, maybe you already hear of Yeshilo as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the mind. Yanai Yenun is Malchus. Malchus means action. Malchus means Lamaisa. The Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Chanina. Chanina means what? Chanina, the heart. And that Beis HaMedrash, they would speak of Mashiach and they called Mashiach Chanina Shmai. And the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Menachem, they called Mashiach Menachem. There's one more Beis HaMedrash that the Gemara mentions that I want to save for a few minutes from now. The Beis HaMedrash of Rabban. So what does that mean? In each Beis HaMedrash, the Rebbe and the Talmidim would call Mashiach by the name of that tzaddik. And the tzaddik himself said the name of Mashiach is Shilam. The name of Mashiach is Chanina, is Yanai. So the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael Perek Mem Aleph. If you have a chance, it's a shame to look at that because he goes through each of these names. Unbelievable. But that's not our job right now to go through each of these names. Our job right now is to understand what does it mean that there are certain tzaddikim who are the soul of the Jewish people? What does it mean that there's a tzaddik was neshama klolos? Tzaddik yisoid olam. What does it mean that there is such a thing as a tzaddik who comes from such a place where all of the souls of the tzaddikim, nefesh ruach, all of the souls of the tzaddikim flow from that heart, from that mind, from that guf, from that tzaddik, from his essence. He's the neshama of all of the neshamas. So the Maral and Namalif and Natsach Namalif writes, Yes, tzaddik sheyesh lo maila achas miyuchedus. By most tzaddikim, and he talks about the office, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. By most tzaddikim, the tzaddik has a maila achas miyuchedus. Of course, he's a tzaddik in everything, but the tzaddik is a maila achas miyuchedus. There's that inyan of the tzaddik, as I spoke about before, roish, guf, regel. Chesed, Gvur, each of these, I'm not going through all the divisions. Moshe Tiri says, by Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, and so on. But the HaMelech HaMashiach, Shiyigal B'mheir Yameinu, Yiloi HaKol. By Melech HaMashiach, Yiloi HaKol. Everything by Mashiach is Ma'ilam Yuchel. Yilo hakob. Valdove zeh romzu chachom b'soidoisam the perik chelik mashmoi the very abshiloi amrei shilo shema the pasuk at kiyav shilo the very abyanai amrei yanai shema shnemar pasuk yinayin shema the very abchanina amrei chanina shema it's a pasuk. Veish oimer Menachem ben Chizkiyahu Shemai. Shnema ki rochach mimeni Menachem meishiv nafsh. The last one we'll come back to in a minute. So Maral asks, V'hine yesh l'chol et moyim ha'oid. This is a wonder. Eich Rabbi Shilo omak ishmo Shilo kishmo. Doesn't sound right. When the question is asked of Rabbi Shilo, Mashma, what's the name of Mashiach? He says, Shilo Shema. Rabbi Chanina Gam came, Kari Oyse Bishmai, Kishmai. But he says like this, Havodov is a Moira, Al Maila Samashiach. This is Mailas HaMashiach, they're talking about Mashiach. There's no machlokes here. Asher koilel hakol, because Mashiach is koilel hakol, everything, everyone,
is there in Mashiach. Lefichach hu el hama'ayen bo umasik boy kashuhu oisei hama'ayen. The Maral says, the one who's ma'ayen, who's looking, who's trying to figure out his life. For the person who is ma'ayen, he's gazing deeply into himself to understand, who am I? When he meets Mashiach, he's going to see that heart that is missing. And then another Jew who's looking for that understanding, to try to understand. And he's ma'ayen ba'atzmo, and he looks into himself, and he's looking for himself and how to connect himself to the Borei Olam. He meets Mashiach, he meets that tzaddik. He meets Mashiach Zekeinu, and he finds all that he's looking for in his life, he finds in Mashiach. And therefore, when you meet Mashiach, when you meet that tzaddik, when you look into that tzaddik, it's you find yourself. You find everything that you need. Everything that you need to change, to grow, to become who you want to become, who you can become, with your kaifis, with your neshama. And when you hear that tzaddik speak, even though they're all different Jews that are there, when you hear that tzaddik who has this neshama clothes, Nishmas Yisrael, who's filled with the light of Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Oirei Shel Mashiach. When there's a tzaddik who's filled with the light of Mashiach, he might not be mezgal as Mashiach, that we're not zoichim, but when he's filled with that light of Mashiach, when you hear his words, you hear him telling the story of your life. There was a song that we listened to back in high school that we weren't allowed to because it was Kol Isha. And the words of the song were telling my whole life with his words. The ones who are laughing either never heard of this or are also were over the Aveir. Telling my whole life with his words. Don't start singing it.
Not Kalisha.
When you hear this tzaddik with Oyer Shel Mashiach speak, even though this one's holds him, this one not just hold, this one's the Inyan of Seichel. He's a Shagis Ayin Degayin. And this one's the Rebbe Abzushi. And this one's a little Kedusha Slavi, you know? Every single time, all different times, when the tzaddik begins to say even the simplest things, he hears the tzaddik is saying, he's telling my whole life with his words. My whole life, he's saying with these words. And his whole life, he feels, I'm waiting to hear these words. And then they look at each other, the same two guys they met on the road, and they're shaykhs, one to the other. And each one's looking, he said, did you hear that? He says, did you hear that? And they can't explain it to each other, to themselves.
It's
not like with other tzaddikim where each tzaddik is great, but he has a shem prati. In other words, that tzaddik is ma'ilim yuchedes. And he has his yidden, he has his chassidim, he has his talmidim. Rumneishu kolil hakol, lekach yikule hakore, shem kefi mashuhu hakore. Therefore, because he's everything, every Jew finds himself in Mashiach, in this tzaddik, with the neshama of Mashiach. And therefore, the Bei Rab Shiloh, they call him Shiloh. The Bei Rab Yanai, they call him Yanai. The Bei Rab Chanina, they call him Chanina. V'yeshoim Menachem and Chizkiyahu Shemoi. Ki kol echad omar shel Mashiach sheyeh b'mher b'yameinu yekol el karl hamailas ulekach omar kol echad shenikra b'shma. Therefore, these neshamas, these tzaddikim, for some, those who had a shaykhis to Lubavitch Rebbe Schus Yegelainu, those who had a shaykhis to the Chazanis Schus Yegelainu, those who had a shaykhis to Rav Kook Schus Yegelainu, to Rabbi Nachman, the Baal Shem HaKodesh, Rashbi, there are tzaddikim, whose light penetrates every Jewish heart. Only those who are afraid to look, only those who are afraid to come near, are not changed, are not transformed. And there's a stronger collection of these neshamas since the Baal Shem HaKadosh came into the world, in particular, who have these neshamas. Where every single type of a Jew can find his chiyas, can get back his heart, his mind, his soul. Usually these tzaddikim are very misunderstood. The Ramchal in his time. The Ramchal Nishmas Mashiach. I'm not going into now this Mashiach, Ben Dov Mashiach, Ben Yosef. But Chevra, there was another Beis HaMedrash that I said we'll save for the end. The Gemara tells us the Beis HaMedrash of the Chacham. And if it's the Beis HaMedrash of the Chacham, it means that we're not talking about a small Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara, the Moral brings Rabbon and Amrei Chivra Debei Rebbe Shammai. Rashi explains, Chivra of course means white, but Rashi says it's the Mitzora, the one who is the Mitzora, the Tzaraz, the Bei Rebbe, the Beis Medrash of Rebbe. Rebbe of course is from Malchus Beis David. Chivra the Bei Rebbe, Rabbanon Amrei Chivra the Bei Rebbe. That the name of Mashiach is the one who is stricken with leprosy. The one who is in pain. The one who is injured. And the Gemara brings the pasuk from Yeshaya. Achein cholayenu hu nasa. Umachaveinu sivolam. Vanachnu cheshavnuhu. Naguo mukelukim umun. But in truth, he has borne our sicknesses and pain. And we considered him stricken with leprosy, smitten of Hashem, and afflicted. His sufferings were that we might have peace, and by his injury we are healed. So I thought a lot about this, and I realized that growing up, and I mentioned this a little bit to Binyamin when we were talking in the office, was a Shabbos 2 weeks ago, that the Eish Kodesh, that the Biyazetzne, as we get closer to Mashiach, the light of that tzaddik who was murdered al Kiddush Hashem 72 years ago, is growing stronger and stronger, just like the light of Rabbi Nachman, and like the light of Rav Kook, and those tzaddikim, the Ramchal, the Chulu. But the light is getting stronger and stronger, because the light is itself Oirei Shel Mashiach. But there is one element in a Jew. There is one part of a Jew that the Rebbe spoke to,
that we see that each one of us, every single Jew is in pain. Every single Jew at the end of time is injured. Every single one of us is suffering in one way or the other. Am Yisrael is in terrible pain. Homes that are destroyed. Children that are leaving. A world that despises us, that hates us. A world that doesn't understand us. And Hashem sent into the world a tzaddik who lived through the most horrible time ever, who suffered together even though he had the opportunity to leave, he refused to leave. Because even though he had the neshama klolus Irish on Mashiach, but Rabbanan Amre, Chivud Bei Rebbe, the one who's Nagur, the one who was stricken, the one who was suffering, the one whose family was killed before his eyes, the one who wrote even a Chavis Talmidim before the war in such a way where he understood what does it mean to have a child who's different. What does it mean to feel the pain of a little boy, of a little girl, that around his table, he sent away the big Rosh Hashivas, and around the Rebbe's table, there were children. I've spoken to some of them, to two or three that I've met, and how he understood a child, and why a child was afraid, and how the Rebbe understands what we're afraid of now. And even though we say, Ha'ikir lo lefachet klal, that the Iker is not to be afraid. We're afraid. The children in Yerushalayim, the adults, everybody's afraid. Everybody's reeling in pain. And we don't understand Ad Masai how long this will go on. Rabbi Nachman says in the in Tinyonim Memches, V'shamanu mitzadik amiti, shomar. Rabbi Nachman says, shamanu mitzadik amiti. Rabbi Nachman called this person a tzadik amiti. Shamanu mitzadik amiti, shomar. She'ilo hoya oimeloy echad. Listen to what this tzadik amiti said. That this tzadik amiti said, she'ilo hoya oimeloy echad. Yiyah mishayiyah. If when I was young, if there would have been one person, who would have come to me, and he would have said to me, Achi, my brother, Chazak ve'achoyiz atzmecha, strengthen yourself, take hold of yourself. Ha'isi rotsu mizdareiz ma'oid ba'avodosi yizbarach. If there would have been one Jew, yiyah mishayiyah, who would have taken me like the Piasetzner did, and would have said to me, no matter what was going on in my life, my mother's dead, my father's dead, my children are dead, my whole life is in ruins. And he would have said to me, Achi, my brother, Chazak, ve'achoyz atzmecha, strengthen yourself, take hold of yourself. This tzaddik said, Oyisi rot, sumizdaris, ma'oid, ba'avados yizbarach. It would have changed, I would have run, it would have changed my whole avodas Hashem. And what's the tzaddik amiti? What did if this person would have said to me, he said, Ki gam alav avar kol hanal. If that tzaddik would have said to me, Achi, my brother, gam alai avar kol hanal, that whatever pain you're feeling, I also have felt that pain. Kigam olav over kol hanal, v'lohaya shemeya shumis chazkus mishum odom. But the tzaddik amiti said, nobody ever told me that. I never met a Rebbe, I never met a tzaddik who told me that he's gone through what I'm going through. I never met a Rebbe or a tzaddik, and many children don't have parents who could say it. That I know, I understand you, because I also was there.
the Eish Kodesh, to be his Etzner, was also there. Before the Milchama, he was there. And during the Milchama, he was there. And therefore, Rabbanan Debei Rebbe, over there, Rabbanan Debei Rebbe. So over there, the Pasuk, his sufferings were that we might live, that we might have peace. And by his injury, we are healed. And by his injury, we are healed. And that's why in the Eish Kodesh, in Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Shkol, the Rebbe talks about the Gemara at the beginning of Brachos. Om Rebbe Yosi Pamacha Sayisi Mahalach B'derech V'nechnasti L'chur V'achas M'chur V'as Yerushalayim. The whole Yerushalayim now is a Chur V'achas. Beautiful buildings, museums, shuls, beautiful streets, beautiful homes, empty. Rabbi Yossi said, I went into a chur v'achas mechur v'z Yerushalayim l'spach the davin. Bo el yo zocher l'toiv, v'shom li ala Pesach. El Yonavi came over there until I finished davening. And after I finished davening, om li shom alecha Rebbe, am I to shom alecha Rebbe Mori. V'om li b'ni, ma kol shemata b'chur b'zu. Listen carefully. And El Yonavi said, my child, what sound do you hear in the ruins of Yerushalayim? What do you hear in the churva? V'amati lo shamati baskol shemenahem is kiyoyna v'ameris oyla bolim shemen v'seim echrafti is basi v'seirafti is echoli v'iglisim leven ha'umais. I hear a call, I hear a baskol crying, the sound of the Shechina, who's crying like a Yona, who's crying out, oh my children, that they're in Golus and I had to burn their place, the Mishamikdash, and they're in Golus among the nations. And El Yonavi tells him it's not only this time that you hear him, he's always crying the Hulu.
So
the Rebbe brings this famous Gemara at the beginning of Shas, and the Rebbe asks. He says, "Dehinei ha'isha Yisrael, ayid a Jew, hamu'unda biyisuruv, who's tormented by his pain, choishev shirakhu mitzdayeh. That kid in school, that child who's hurt, that family that's broken. The feeling when you're in that pain is that you're the only one who's suffering. Rakhu mitzdayeh. Ukilu kol yisuruv apratim yisura klai Yisrael, and emnoigim amaluch haschas v'chalila." And the feeling is that the pain that I'm having is only my pain. And if the Jewish people are going through pain, it's their pain. But chalila, they don't feel it in Shemayim. Hashem doesn't feel this pain that I'm feeling.
Says
in Pasuk that Hashem is crying. And he feels our pain. And then the Rebbe says, "V'efshin, it could be. Shekevin shul yisbarach bilti balgvul. Hashem yisbarach is infinite. Shul yisvil zeinu musik barlam. Therefore, we can't be masik him in this world. Lachein gam tzari yisbarach mitzaris Yisrael who bilti gvul. Therefore, Hashem's pain is infinite." A human being couldn't bear Hashem's pain. He feels our pain. But it would be unbearable for us. So therefore, the Rebbe explains, Rakish and Nichnes Rebbe Yosi L'chuvim Chuvis Yerushalayim. Only when Rabbi Yossi stepped out of the world,
Only when Biosi left the world and he stepped into one of the churvas of Yerushalayim, and this batlatz musar yaseh, and he left his body, he left his consciousness in that churva, in that place of Am Yisrael's pain, of Yerushalayim that's in pain. Shoma mikarlo shekadosh baruch hu. He heard a little bit of Hashem's crying. Menahem is kiyayna. Let me end and tell you a story. I saw this story in the summer, and my wife and I were in Yerushalayim. And in shul, Shabbos, they put on the bench over there all these different newspapers, Torah. And there's some very good things in them. And I saw that Talmud Chacham, who was a Rosh Yeshiva, and one of the Misnachlim's yeshiva, in yeshivas, I don't remember which yeshiva. And he told this story about the Biala Rebbe from Switzerland, Zolgazun Zayn and Mavasa Toif. Listen to this. He said that there's a Talmud Chacham, a young Talmud Chacham, who was a chassid of the Rebbe, of the Biala Rebbe. And he went to visit the Rebbe. And he was going through difficulties, this chassid, this young man. And he was very torrid with these problems that he was having in his life. And he couldn't find any menucha. He was trying to sleep. And he couldn't find any rest. He couldn't fall asleep. And even when he was together there with the Hasidim and the Rebbe, lo shokat liba, his heart wasn't able to find peace. One night he mamish was going crazy, that he couldn't fall asleep, and he was so totally overwhelmed by his sorrows. And it was very, very late, and he didn't know what to do, so he just got up and he left the place that he was staying in, and he walked over and he saw that there was a light that was still on by the Biala Rebbe's house. And he was scared, but he walked over to the door, and it was a little bit opened, and he looked inside and he saw that the Rebbe was sitting and he was saying Tillim. And the Rebbe looked up and he noticed him. And he called him to come over. And the young man just stood there. He was a little bit embarrassed. And he didn't say anything. And the Rebbe said to him this: I see that you are in pain. I've watched you and I see that you're in terrible pain. And I want to tell you something. 20 years ago, I was a young man and I couldn't find any peace in my soul. I was suffering terribly. I couldn't find any menucha in my life. And it became so bad that one night I couldn't fall asleep. And I went over to my Rebbe's place, just like you did. I went over to my Rebbe's home and I came to the door just like you did. I saw that the Rebbe's door was open a little bit and I looked inside. And my Rebbe, he told me to come in and he looked in my eyes. And he read to me the pasuk that he was up to in Tehillim. The pasuk in Membeis, Tahoim el Tahoim Kairei Lekol Tzina Recha. The deep calls out to the deep. And my Rebbe said to me, the Biala Rebbe said, my Rebbe said to me, Tahoim el Tahoim Kairei. the one who is in deep pain, the one who feels that deep pain, calls out to the other Jew who is also going through that pain. And my Rebbe said the greatest nechama that you could have is to know, as the pasuk continues, Kol mishbarecha v'galecha alai avaru, all the waves that have broken you, all of the sorrows that have crashed upon you in life, alai, I've also lived through, I'm living through also. I also have gone through the tahom like you. And I understand what it means to be broken and not to fall asleep in pain. And then the Bi'al Rebbe said to this young man, 20 years later, the Bi'al Rebbe says to this young man, now look. And he had the tilim open, and he called the young man, look at the pasuk I'm up to. Look where I am. And it was Perek Mem Beis, Tahaim El Tahaim Kaira, Kol Mishbarach V'Galacha Alay Avar. He says, I'm up to the same pasuk in life. And you walked in the same time, the same moment that I did 20 years ago. And I want to tell you that I'm speaking to you from the depths of myself and all the pain that I've lived through. I'm calling out to you from that place. And I'm telling you from that place, Kol mishbarecha v'galecha alai avaru, that whatever pain you're going through now, alai avaru, I have lived through it. Echoz ba'atzmacha, like Rabbi Nachman said, Achi, my brother, I survived, I made it. And I'm telling you, from the Tahaim, I'm telling you, you will get out of that Tahaim. You will survive the Tahaim. Hashem is Baruch should help us that the Tahaim that we're living through right now, that it should come quickly to an end. And we should be able to hear the voice of Mashiach himself with all of the tzaddikim saying to us, Tahaim al Tahaim Kar. The Mashiach himself is the one who suffers, the one who's in pain. But the Gemara says that he's, by the Pesach of Rome, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked Eli Hanavi, where's Mashiach Zekeinu? And he says he's by the Pesach, the entrance into Rome. And he goes there, what's he doing over there? He goes and he sees that he's changing bandages, healing wounds, fixing minds, hearts, fixing Jews. Hashem is Baruch should help us that we should be healed of the wound of Golus, that we should be zarche to return, kamimiyus la'aseinu, with the gula Hashem v'amitis, mehem yamenu amen v'amen.
Amen. Your Shut up, I'll bring it up on you. So, 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 so,